Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministry. We join today's message, See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, already in progress.
If anything I tell you today don't come out of this book, then you need to say Thurman's crazy. But if what I'm telling you comes right out of that book, and I'm convinced to you it's in the book, then you need to pay attention to what I'm telling you. That's why we have such a tremendous healing result. We teach people what causes them to be sick. We teach them how to repent of sin and how to believe God. And that's why we get so many thousands of people healed. It's not wonderful to have been a man of God for 40 years and never saw a miracle or never saw an answer to prayer. But the last 40 years, 35 years, has been awesome. What happened? I changed. The Word didn't change. I changed. I started believing the Word. I started believing what it says is true, that I am who it says I am. If I'm a son of God, and that's who I am, then I'm not going to act like a heathen. I ain't going out there and talk and cuss and lie and tell dirty jokes and of course, joking to men and trying to run them down, belittle them. I'm a son of God. I want to bring you up. I don't want to mash you down. I want you to become a son of God that's a joint heir with Christ, that can believe that you are who the Master says you are, that you can do what He says you can do. Because when you get to where you believe Him, you will see awesome miracles. I mean awesome, and you'll see lots of people healed. In fact, I'll tell y'all, I saw a couple just recently, real recently. 2 years ago, I guess it was, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Jeff was with us. He hadn't been here long, but we went down to the fire hall to have a fish fry. And there was this little lady come up, and she stood at the edge of the table with a little boy about that tall. And she looked across at me, and she's Thurman Scrivener, I want you to know. Now, my wife was sitting right there beside me. She said, Thurman Scrivener, I want you to know that me and my husband will love you forever. I didn't know who she was. I said, what did I do, ma'am? She said, you probably don't even remember, but she said, you see this boy? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, he's 9 years old. Now, he's 11 now. I saw him just this last week. She said, nine years ago, I'd heard the story about how you had raised your granddaughter from the dead in the name of Jesus after an accident. So I said, we were in Cook's Medical Center, and the doctors had just left and told us, I'm sorry, but your son won't live through the night. It's over. So I asked my husband, honey, can we call this man and have him come down and pray for our baby? He said, of course. So he said, I called you. I didn't know you. You didn't know us. But I called you and you came. She said, and you walked into that room and you asked my husband, was he a Christian? And he said he was a Catholic. I asked him, do you serve God? He says, no. Do you go to church? No. Do you tithe? No. Do you hear anything right in this? No, nothing. Everything's wrong. I told him, I said, sir, because you have not put God first, because you've not been an obedient son, God is killing your baby. Do you ever read in the scripture where God killed a baby? Oh, yeah. 2 Samuel chapter 12. David's son, because of Bathsheba and his sin, it happened. And it says, and the Lord struck that child with sickness and it died in 1 week. It didn't say the devil did. It said, and the Lord struck the child with sickness. I asked the man, I said, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you be willing to make God a promise that you will start reading His Word, you will start going to church, and you will start tithing? He said, I will. I said, okay, if you make that promise to God, then I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for your baby. I'm going to guarantee you God's going to heal your baby. And so I prayed the prayer of faith. He repented. I prayed the prayer of faith. 9 years later, that mother and that baby stood at the end of the table right down here at the fish fry, down here in Justin, looking at the beautiful, healthy 9-year-old boy with her arm around his shoulder saying, Thurman, I'm going to tell you, my husband and I will love you forever. I went to their house and told them the truth. And it worked. I saw the boy this week. He was driving a little tractor, pulling a tree. He was 11 years old. Looked perfect picture of health, looked just like his daddy. I thought, well, is God good? He's good if you obey Him. He's good if, you notice all in places we read, there was a requirement. If you'll serve me, if you'll do what I say, if you diligently seek me. Did y'all notice that? if you'll do what I tell you. Wow. Then he says here, when it comes to the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any word. They will be won over. Do you know that nobody should have to ask us if we're Christians? When we walk into a place of business, if I see a new man, I see, hey, brother, how you doing? I'm Thurman Scrivener. Do you know Jesus?
I do.
Amen. See? Now, some people will never ask that question. Oh, I might offend them. Hey, I don't care if I offend you. I don't really care, because if I don't tell you about Jesus, 1 second after you close your eyes in death, you're going to wish I had to talk to you about Jesus. You know that? Do you want to see anybody die and go to hell?
No.
No, I don't either. I don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. But let me tell you, according to this book that I read, everybody that don't accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior is going to spend eternity in a lake of fire. If we really believe that, we should be talking to people about Jesus. My wife says, it don't matter where we go, out of town, in town, elevators and restaurants, it made where we do. We lead. In fact, we stopped. We had a little problem with the airplane coming out of Virginia, and we were up 12,500 feet when we saw a little haze in the cockpit. And Dave looked and said, Pastor, do you see that? And I said, yes, I do. He said, what do you think it is? I said, well, it don't appear to be smoke, because I don't smell no smoke, so I don't think it's no fire. But I don't know what it is. But I said, just in case, we better find an airport and land and check it out. So we did. We landed, and of course, we found out what the problem was. We had a little problem with a seal and a turbo. We had to go to a hotel because we had to get a turbo. Had to order it in from California, and next day air is still going to take 15, 20 hours to get here. So we go to town, get us a hotel. We check in. We go to a restaurant to have something to eat, a little IHOP, yeah. And this little boy, John was his name, he come up and he said, can I take y'all's order? And I said, sure, absolutely. But I said, I got to ask you a question first. He said, what's that? I said, are you a Christian? He said, my granddaddy is. I said, that's not going to count one day when you stand before the king. I said, son, you won't die and go to hell? He said, no. I said, okay, your granddaddy, you can't ride on your granddaddy's shirt tail. You're going to have to make Jesus Lord of your life yourself. And so before that was over, we led the boy to Jesus, got him saved. And I said, now that we've led you to Christ, you become a new creature. And I've asked the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Now then, we're ready to place our order for some food. Okay, so we got that boy saved. And after we got him saved, we go back across the street. We're walking across the street talking about getting this boy saved. We walk in, and there's one of the ladies is working in that place. And she's kind of, Cheryl said, ma'am, is there something wrong with you? And she said, oh, I'm down in my back. She said, oh, my husband has a healing ministry, and he'll pray for you. I said, young lady, come over here. Let me remit your sins. And I prayed for her, and she was healed. And that next day, we run into another one, had back trouble. We remitted her sins and prayed for her, and God healed her too. So then we got the turbo, got it put on the airplane, and we're coming home. And I said, Lord, I said, you know, next time, instead of causing a turbo to fail so that I can get these people saved in your name and get all these people healed, you could have just told me I'd have stopped there and done it. And he said, no, you wouldn't. You would not. You were on the way home and you wouldn't stop. So I knew there was only one way to put you on the ground, and that's create a problem with your airplane. Do you think the boss knows what he's doing?
I do.
But you know, we really don't understand how God does things. But he's God, and he does what he wants to do. So let's go to the next verse. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty or fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. Now, I will have to say, I don't mind if my wife paints the old barn once in a while. You know, we got an old barn, right? Is this our dwelling place? Is it older? In fact, the other day, Cheryl was talking to some lady, and she said, honey, you realize that woman's old? She's 60? And then she said, oh my gosh, I'm 65. She said, what am I doing? I said, but the difference between you still think you're 16. And that's the way she looks at life. She don't look like she's old, you know, but I've told her several times. I said, well, one thing about it, I'm 75 going on 76, but I said, you know, when God gave me you 10 years ago, he had to give me a young little filly because he knew there wasn't no way one of these older girls could keep up with me. I mean, I'm a busy guy. I mean, I really motor. I mean, Cheryl has trouble keeping up with me sometimes. Is that right, honey? And she's 9 years younger than me, and she has trouble keeping up with me. But hey, the Lord said in his word that if we would serve him and love him and worship him, he would renew our youth like the eagles. And he, but you got to know that, and you have to claim that. If you go around confessing I'm old all the time. In fact, again, in a meeting I was in just yesterday, there was three men come in, and one of them says, and all of us were older, and he was 69. He thought he was the oldest there. He said, okay, let's just see who is the oldest here. He said, I think I got y'all all covered. I said, well, how old are you? He said, man, I'm 69. Can you top that? I said, no. I said, I'm a young boy. He said, I knew that. He said, how old are you? I said, 75 going on 76. He looked at me and said, you're lying. I said, no, I'm not. I really am 75 going on 76. But, you know, I don't feel 75. I feel young, and I feel like I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Don't you?
Amen.
Yeah, I have energy to burn, praise the Lord. God is so good, praise the Lord. And in fact, I got so tickled the other day. You know how some of you girls, you know, when you get a little loose skin underneath here or something, you want to go have a tuck? It don't matter where our wives have a little loose skin, whether it be under their neck or on their tummy or any place else. They're still your wife, and love her and treat her like a lady regardless of the loose skin. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Now, if a gentle, quiet spirit is beautiful to God for a woman, then how should every Christian woman be? She should have a gentle, quiet spirit. If God loves that, do you girls want to please the Master? Ooh, I would want to please the Master. I want to find out what He wants for me, then I want to do everything He wants me to do so I can please the Master. But if I don't please the Master, guess what I can get from Him? That's absolutely right, brother. Nothing. But if I can please Him, then I can get anything I want my heart's desire. Now that's where I want to live, don't you? Yes, absolutely. That's the way it should be. Let's go on to the next verse. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They trusted God and accepted the authority of their husbands.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.